us, Lord. Heavenly Father, we have gathered unto you this morning. In the name of Jesus, we have gathered. We have gathered, O God, to offer you the sacrifice of our lips, O God, even from the very depths of our hearts. We have come, Lord, O God, expectant. We have come, Lord, O God, to meet with you, not with any man. O Lord, our God, we stand on the authority of your word that says that where two or three are gathered in your name, you are there in the midst of them. So, Lord, we welcome you in this place. Sweet Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit divine, we welcome you. Come, have your way. Come, be glorified here this day. Come, glorify our Lord Jesus. Come, glorify God the Father. And today, let your people be edified. Let your people be blessed. And all together, you'll be glorified. In Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may please be seated. Thank you, choir. Being awesome as usual. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Turn with me to Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Psalm 65, and let's read from verse 1 to 11 in the New Living Translation. Psalm 65, 1 to 11 in the NLT. Shall we read? 1, 2, go. What mighty praise, O God, belongs to you in Zion. We will fulfill our vows to you, for you answer our prayers. All of us must come to you. Though we are overwhelmed by our sins, you forgive them all. What joy for those you choose to bring near, those who live in your holy courts. What festivities await us inside your holy temple. You faithfully answer our prayers with awesome deeds, O God, our Savior. You are the hope of everyone on earth, even those who sail on distant seas. You formed the mountains by your power and armed yourself with mighty strength. You quieted the raging oceans with their pounding waves and silenced the shouting of the nations. Those who live at the ends of the earth stand in awe of your wonders. From where the sun rises to where it sets, you inspire shouts of joy. You take care of the earth and water it, making it rich and fertile. The river of God has plenty of water. It provides a bountiful harvest of grain, for you have ordered it so. You drench the plowed ground with rain, melting the clods and leveling the ridges. You soften the earth with showers and bless its abundant crops. You crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You may please be seated. You know, Psalm 65 opens with an affirmation of a debt of gratitude to God for answered prayers, for his physical and spiritual blessings upon his people throughout the year. In that verse 1, the psalmist recounts their vow to praise the Almighty God if he answered their prayers, and declared that it was time for them to pay those vows. You know, Old Testament believers took their vows seriously. You know, not like these days. Despite the fact that God's word says clearly, God says in his word clearly that, you know, he has no delight in fools, that, you know, those who who make vows and delay to pay them are fools in his sight. But Old Testament believers took their vows seriously. Deuteronomy 23:21-23. Deuteronomy 23:21-23 says, when you make a vow to the Lord your God, be prompt in fulfilling whatever you promised him. For the Lord your God demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows, or you will be guilty of sin. I'll read that again. For the Lord your God demands that you promptly fulfill all your vows, or you will be guilty of sin. But then it's time to take stock of the many vows you have made in the course of this year. It's time to take stock of them and repent of those that you have failed to fulfill. And repentance means not just being sorry, but actually doing something about fulfilling those vows. In verse 22, it says, however, it is not a sin to refrain from making a vow. It's not a sin to refrain from making a vow. But once you have voluntarily made a vow, be careful to fulfill your promise to the Lord your God. If you notice, in this church, I rarely ever take pledges. You know, it's not because it's wrong, but it's just my own way of helping many people. Because when it comes to pledging, many Christians, they don't even think twice about, you know, vowing. And so, to help you, keep you from sinning, I try not, you know, push that. But if you have voluntarily made a vow, the Word of God says, be careful to fulfill your promise to the Lord your God. So is there anyone listening to me who has been praying for different things since the beginning of 2022? Anyone listening to me this morning who has been praying for different things since the beginning of 2022? No one? I see very few hands up. Okay. All right. So there are quite a number of us. You know, you may not have received the answer you desired for every prayer. But if you're listening to me today, then God must have answered some of your own prayers or someone else's prayers for you. Otherwise, you will not be here today. For believe it or not, the enemy has desired to consume you since the beginning of this year. But you're here today. That alone shows that God must have answered some prayer that you prayed or that someone else prayed for you. And that means that you too ought to be grateful to God. Even if you didn't make a vow to God to do so. In this case, the psalmist and his folks had made a vow to God that if he answered their prayers, they would offer him high praise. And they had come to fulfill that vow. But even if you didn't vow to do as they did, if you're here today, which means that at least some one prayer has been answered for you, then you too ought to be grateful. You know, the Old Testament was set in an agrarian society. And at the time that, the Psalm 65, some label it the harvest psalm, Psalm 65 was, you know, the context was near the end of the year. It was harvest season. And so harvest season for them was a time of thanksgiving. And those of us who came through, you know, Orthodox Christian backgrounds, we recall that usually you know, towards the end of the year, the churches will hold what they call harvest and thanksgiving ceremonies. And why we no longer live in an agrarian society. And regardless of what your profession or business is, as the end of the year approaches, it is normal, or at least it ought to be normal, to look back over the passing year. And just ponder God's faithfulness over the passing year. In Psalm 65, the psalmist looks back over the passing year and reviews the various reasons for them to be grateful to God, to be thankful to God. And so firstly, in Psalm 65 and verse 3, didn't put up, when I call any of those verses, just put them on the screen so people can have them. In Psalm 65 and verse 3, he acknowledges their sinfulness and God's forgiveness during the passing year. Is there anyone listening to me who has committed any sin since the beginning of 2022? I want answers to these questions, please. Amen. Amen. You know, if you didn't put up your hand, I don't need to be a prophet to know that you're a liar. Most of us have at least told one lie this year. And while it might have seemed a small thing to us, we may even have framed the lie in some color, whether it was a white lie or a green one, not a black one, whatever. But remember, brethren, that some fellow New Testament believers like you and I, in this, what we call dispensation of grace, called Ananias and Sapphira, a couple, were killed for lying. You can read that in Acts chapter 5, 1 to 11. Acts 5, 1 to 11. And yet, some of us have told so many lies this year. Not to talk of all manner of other sins that one hears of, some of which belong in the category that the Apostle Paul says are things that ought not to be mentioned among believers. And so before we proceed, let's all take a moment to ponder our sinfulness over this passing year. Let's take a moment. Ponder your sinfulness over this passing year. And as you do so, go ahead and thank God for His forgiveness. And if you find any yet unconfessed sin, then go ahead now and confess such to the one who has promised us forgiveness of all sins, no matter how grievous. For in 1 John 1:8-10, the Bible says, if we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. Yes, we make Him a liar and His word is not in us. And the evidence that His word is not in us is that we dare to make God a liar. Because God is incapable of lying. As Numbers 23 and verse 19 says, God is not a man that He should lie. He doesn't lie. It's impossible for Him to lie. Just as it's impossible for the devil to tell the truth. Because the devil, all lies consist in him. He is the father of all lies. The Bible tells us, even so, it's impossible for God to lie. And so when we make him a liar, when we dare to make him a liar, his word is not in us. Father, we thank you even for your mercy, whereby, Lord, O God, you forgive us. Thank you because, as your word declares, you are faithful and just to forgive sins. Lord, hear us. Forgive our sins, Lord. Have mercy, Lord. Withhold, O God, every judgment that is due to us. By our sins, we have deserved death and endless misery. But we thank you because you are a God of mercy. Lord God, let your mercy abound unto us this day. In the name of Jesus. You know, then in Psalm 65 and verse 4, Psalm 65 and verse 4, the psalmist goes on to thank God for the privilege the Levites, those of the tribe of Levi, had to live in the courts of the Lord as priests and servants in the house of God. That afforded them access to the Almighty, and especially for the high priest who came from among them, who alone could go into the Holy of Holies to offer atonement for the sins of all the people. And for that, the psalmist believed God deserved their gratitude. God deserved thanks. How much more then should we, New Testament believers, be thankful to God for the unrestricted access that we all have to the Almighty? When Jesus died on the cross at Calvary, the veil shielding the Holy of Holies from the rest of the people was torn to signify the era of free access to all believers. And so today you and I do not need anybody to stand between us and God. We can approach his throne boldly. In Matthew 27, 50 and 51, Matthew 27, 50 and 51, the Bible says, and Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom, and the earth quaked and the rocks were split. The tearing of the veil was one of the four signs that occurred at the death of Christ when Jesus gave up the ghost on the cross. But the symbolism of it was that, you know, remember, behind that veil lay the Ark of the Covenant, which represented the presence of the Almighty God. And until that day, no one could see the ark. No one else but the high priest. No one else could go beyond that veil and see that which was the presence of God that was there. But today you and I have free access. If they were so thankful for the limited access that a few had, how much more thankful should you and I be for our unrestricted access? We can go to him at any time, any point, any day, as often as we please. Today, all believers have personal access to God's presence everywhere and at any time. And I say again, that is something to be thankful for. Psalm 65 and verse 5. Psalm 65 and verse 5 acknowledges God's awesome deeds, and in particular, his protection for those who had traveled over distant seas. Is there anyone listening to me who has traveled over great distances this year? Then you should be thankful. You should be grateful to God for his protection. I recall on one occasion this year, just over 3 months ago, I recall, I had to fly from here, from Lagos to Joburg. And from Joburg, I flew to Atlanta, from Atlanta to San Francisco. And then from San Francisco to Istanbul. And from Istanbul to Lagos, all within a few days. If you have traveled over great distances, hey, if you have even traveled from home to work and back frequently in this Lagos, you should be grateful to God for His protection. You know, the Federal Road Safety Corps, the FRSC, reports that 3,700 people lost their lives in road traffic crashes between January and October this year alone. 3,700 people. And you and I have hit the road ever so often. Then in Psalm 65 from verse 6 to 10. Psalm 65 from verse 6 to 10. The psalmist reviews God's blessings in various aspects of His work of creation. You know, creation reveals God's glory and love for mankind in diverse ways, and for which we ought to be grateful. And that's where we'll pick up the message in the second service and then conclude with our theme verse for this month, Psalm 65 and verse 11, that declares, you crown the year with a bountiful harvest. Even the hard pathways overflow with abundance. I mean, the title for the word that I've brought us today is Expect Your Harvest Yet. And as I close, I say, expect your harvest yet. Amen. The harvest season is not over until it is over. And the harvest season is not over yet. Amen. But someone listened to me this morning. Remember, we've been speaking about Old Testament believers, New Testament believers. Essentially, we've been speaking about the people of God. They are the ones who are entitled to expect a harvest. If you're here this morning, listening to me, or you're listening to me online, the only harvest you're actually entitled to expect this day is the harvest of your soul for the kingdom of God, first and foremost. Because that's what opens the door to you. For the harvest of God's mercy, God's grace, God's goodness, God's favor in diverse other areas. And so you want this morning to make sure that you are included in the number of these people who can rightfully expect God's harvest, or who probably are already in the harvest, in the experiencing the abundant harvest. Then I urge you to pray this prayer with me. Even as you lay your right hand on your heart, the left side of your chest, pray with me and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day. I thank you for keeping me alive throughout this year to see this day. Oh Lord my God, here I am, Lord. I acknowledge my sinfulness, but today I am thankful for your forgiveness. Lord, forgive me my sins. by the blood of Jesus, wash them away and write my name in the book of life. Lord Jesus, I open my heart to you. Come in and sup with me. Save me. Keep me in you till the very end. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you pray that prayer wherever you are, just wave to me. And if you pray that prayer online, just keep waving, just keep waving. Keep waving. If you pray that prayer, keep waving. Ushers, are you guys asleep? Just keep waving, keep waving. If you pray that prayer and you're following us online, wherever you are, just rise wherever you are so that God, you know, who sees everyone and sees you, even in the darkest place, in the most hidden place, God sees you there. As you rise, just rise to show him that you understand what you've done and that it's a willful decision that you have made this day to surrender your life to Jesus. And as you rise wherever you are, please do one more thing. Send us your name, phone number, and email address so we can contact you. You can see our various media handles, which should be shown on the screen, so you can see them from wherever you are and reach us. But you're here inside the sanctuary this morning, then come. If you pray that prayer, come to Jesus. Come to Jesus this day. Oh, thank you, Lord. Father, thank you for this one. Is anyone else coming? Let's wait for them. Anyone else coming? God bless you. Amen. Okay, those of you who have come forward, just stay one moment, even as the rest of us stand, and we take this prayer. Lift up your voice and say, Heavenly Father, I thank you for bringing me to the end of this year. By faith, I will see the end of this year in the name of Jesus. My Lord and my God, let it yet be harvest season in my life. Every yet unanswered prayer, Lord God, in the remaining days of this year, answer me. Do, O Lord, as you alone can, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead and pray. Mandebos likatayana brandere bobo. Maina rabos kantara baba. Likatayana brandere bosonto. Go ahead and lift up those prayers, Lim. Oh, malienda rababa baba sente. Lika brandere bosonte. It may even be one that you have not prayed since the beginning of this year, but your heart is stirred to pray to him, to cry to him concerning whatever that matter is this morning. Go ahead, lift up your voice, therefore. Lift up your voice, cry to him this morning. Oh, maliendebus kantarabababababa. Lord, I thank you. Thank you. Thank you and thank you again for your faithfulness. Blessed be your name forever. In Jesus' mighty name.